one of the great collaborations of all time. Burt Bacharach and Hal David and the voice of Dionne Warwick.
And I wake up before I put on my makeup. I say a little prayer for you.
You may know his work from movies in the last decade, but he's actually been producing music for 4 decades or more, and now has a brand new CD out called At This Time. Burt Bacharach joins me this afternoon here on KMOX. Burt, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Paul.
You know, when I was growing up, I actually grew up in the same town that Hal David lived, and I went to school with his daughter, Nancy. And we would ride our bikes by their house and go, you know that song we just heard? It bought that house.
Funny.
Now, all these years later, you've got this new CD out, which I want to talk to you about in just a moment. But I'm particularly intrigued by some of that music that you guys wrote, and particularly the music you wrote for his lyrics, which I've always heard from people who know something about music that you wrote very complex music with odd time signatures and that sort of thing. Can you explain that to me?
It's just the way it was, the way I felt it, and the way I still feel it, you know? If it kind of makes sense and it doesn't make it too difficult for the listener's ear, you know, it may be difficult to play, Paul, but, you know, if you get it, that's the main thing. That's what counts. If the listener gets it, you know?
Had you been influenced by other people who had done similar things?
No, but, you know, I grew up in a classical environment studying classical composition, and, you know, so I learned a lot of rules, and you break the rules or you keep the rules, but you learn a basic music theory, and you get a foundation, and you kind of, like, just, I get away from a keyboard when I'm writing and just hear it in my head and see when something's too complex. You know, I mean, you could say a thing like Promises, Promises, that song. With Dionne, it was very fluid, very comfortable. You know, she floated through it.
Mm-hmm.
The hands of somebody else, it's a little bit labored, you know.
Did you hear from other singers, oh, man, I don't know what to do here?
Well, in the Broadway show, sure. You know, they had to do it every night. Jerry Orbach used to say, come on, Bert, geez, why'd you make it so difficult? And it was difficult only, Paul, because, you know, I'm trying to service what the action was on stage, and the guy is really fed up with it.
Yeah.
Promises, promises that are being laid his way. And he's getting nothing in return, you know, except lied to.
Were the musicians also frustrated with you?
You know, I remember going up to the Apollo Theater where Dionne was working. We had Anyone Had a Heart out at the time, which changes time signature every bar, you know, just about. And they were having a really hard time playing it, you know. And their frustration level was very high. And they said, why do you have to make it so difficult? I said, just listen to it. Hear it. Instead of reading the notes, feel it, and you'll get it. And I say, you know, the record's a top 10 record.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's top 10, people are getting it. You guys should get it.
If it's not too complex for the people who are hearing it and enjoying it, why do you make it so tough is what
exactly,
they're...
Yeah. Exactly.
What is different about making music here in 2006 compared to 1966?
Well, you know, listen, this album at this time, we did very much live, you know, which was similar to what we did in 1966. We put everybody, the whole orchestra in the room, singers, everything. And that was exciting to do it that way. What's different about the way a lot of music is done now, they go in layers, you know, like you put the bass on one day, the percussion on another day, a guitar on another time. I love the interconnection that goes on when you have musicians interconnecting with one another in a studio. And as I said, that's how we did this album, basically, except for the ones with the Dr. Dre drum loops that mm-hmm. I've written music to. Real inspiration to me to have that kind of foundation. Dr. Dre is brilliant. And try to write melody, try to write things for strings over that that groove that he gets, you know. That we had to have done in preparation first before we went in and put an orchestra over it. But all the other stuff was live, you know. I mean, and I love recording like that. If you've got the right studio, the right engineer, it's exciting. I mean, I did an album 2 years ago with a guy who lives in your area, Ron Isley.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that album all live with Ronnie singing everything and the orchestra playing. Same time around here with at this time. And what, you know, what's different and what I'm passionate about on at this time, it's a very different album for me. One, we've got, you know, some odd couplings, you know, you might say with Dr. Dre, yeah. And Chris Bode, brilliant trumpet player. Rufus Wainwright and Elvis Costello. And they're like guest cameo appearances. And, you know, the title poem really says it at this time in my life. This is how I feel, very passionate about maybe what's wrong with where the deep water we're in, you know, that we've gotten in because we've been misled, you know. So, look, for a guy who never was political in his life, I got political in this album.
Let me play a little sample of what Bert's talking about here off his new album, At This Time.
This stupid mess we're in just keeps getting worse. So many people dying needlessly. Looks like these liars may inherit the earth, even pretending to pray and getting away with it.
Is this a Burt Bacharach protest album?
You could say it's a statement, certainly a statement. That's Elvis Costello singing very passionately. And the chorus on that, when Elvis comes back to it, after the instrumental, he sings, who are these people that keep telling us lies? And how did these people get control of our lives? And who'll stop the violence because it's out of control? Make them stop. So, you know, maybe what it is, Paul, too, having young kids. I have a 9-year-old girl, a 12-year-old son, and a 19-year-old son. And I worry about their future, you know. I'm very fearful of what kind of world we're leaving them. So it's more like, that piece that you just played that features Elvis Costello, you know, who are these people, is the strongest thing in the album as far as protest.
Yeah.
The rest are statements, you know, of, gosh, we've got to make things better, with an undercurrent of love. There's a reference to what the world needs now is love. God, we wrote that song 35 years or something.
Wow.
Ago. And we refer to it, I sing like 4 bars of it, you know, over a Dre drum loop. It's a very important album. Maybe to me, it's not going to be the most successful album that I ever had. That's not the key. I think if it touches people and they get something from it, some sense. It's also the first time I've written lyrics. Co-wrote the lyrics with Tony O'Kay.
This is the first time in all these years that you've put lyrics on?
That's it.
Wow.
So you got an exclusive there.
that's remarkable. And I know you've worked with Elvis on several projects.
Yeah.
How did you two hook up?
Well, we did something for a motion picture called Grace of My Heart. We did God Give Me Strength.
Mm-hmm.
We did it on the phone. We never wrote it in a room. He was in Ireland. I was in the States. And we never really met up. And
is that the one with Ileana Douglas?
Yeah.
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 Good movie.
Yeah, and the song was very good. We got nominated for a Grammy that year. We didn't win. But another song from the album, I Still Have That Other Girl, won the next year. So we got our fingers crossed. I got my fingers crossed this year, Paul, because I'm up for 2 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
One for Best Instrumental Album of the Year, and the other is for Best Instrumental Performance, and that's with Chris Bode playing on it. And it's I'm very happy that we got nominated. I mean, look, you know, we had a small window to operate in. I mean, in the sense that the disc was released November 1st. The nominations closed November 9th.
Wow.
You got to admit, Paul, that's not a lot of time.
No, that's not. Could have been worse. They could have called you on November 1st and said, write something. It has to be nominated by November 9th.
So I feel very fortunate and very happy. And, you know, I'll be there. And if we can win one, great.
Be nice to add to the shelf, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be just great to experience it with my kids, particularly with... You know, this is not a song we're talking about. This is a statement. It's about as honest as I've ever been and a piece of work that I've done. I mean it with all my heart. Is there a little bit of backlash? Do I lose some people along the way? It's very possible. I already have. Hey, Paul, I got fired from a date a month and a half ago as a private date. The guy didn't like my thoughts, never heard the album, but he read a piece in the L.A. Times about the way I think, and he canceled me.
Mm.
So, you know, I was very proud of it because I think it's okay. You know, I will never say anything on stage because we're doing 30 concerts starting in February. We're going out. I will never say anything on stage about anybody in the administration. I will never. But I'll be able to do a couple of things from the album.
Let the music speak for itself, huh?
Exactly. Let the music play as a song. There's a song I wrote years ago. Let the music play.
Yep.
Yeah? And I will let the music speak, and I will be very careful and considerate of the audience. Because, hey, I saw it with the Rolling Stones, you know, I saw them when they were here at the Hollywood Bowl a couple of months ago. And the minute they played something from the new album, you know, everybody went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So the people are there to hear what they wanted to hear. And when I do a concert, I have to respect the spimp. People are there. They want to hear Raindrops and Alfie, Look of Love and things like that. I'll give it to them, but I will get some new music in.
There you go.
Very, very important to me.
The new album is called At This Time from Burt Bacharach. It's the first one where he's also written the lyrics, and it sounds like it's got a lot of his own passion behind it. Not that the rest of his music didn't, but he seems like he's more personally invested in it this time around. And I thank you for your time this afternoon, Burt. Good luck with the Grammys.
Hey, thanks so much, Paul. Great to talk to you, and I'll see you next time I'm in St. Louis.
That'd be great. We'd love to have you here. Yeah. Our Missouri boy coming home to Missouri would be a good thing.
Okay.
Thanks. Burt Bacharach here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.